And they tell me he'd been there so damn long that people forgot the date that he went in there.
Really? I think he'd probably been there since the 30s. I almost knew because, I know it was just the last couple of years that he got out. It was the last 2 or 3 or 4 years. And
I guess it took what money he did out.
Yeah, might be. Of course, he wasn't too bad off. He lived out in the country a little ways. I knew him pretty well. Not well, but I knew him a little bit of him. Well, as anybody in the county knew.
He'd get drunk every time he went to a sheriff convention. He'd get drunk, and the other fellows would avoid him, try to keep away from him.
Because he was rough.
Nasty.
Yeah, he was kind of rough.
That little fella hit him and knocked him sprawling on the floor, and it cut his eyes and nose and everything else.
Yeah, he wasn't a very well-liked sheriff. in the county he was, but like a lot of the black people hated him, and I understand that there were a lot of people that there were outside forces that wanted to have him killed. They would pay to have him killed, that he was just a very rough person. But he was there for, he must have been there for 35 years.
You take when he's sober, he seemed to be as nice a fellow as Junior as could be. But when he'd get that bad stuff in him, he wanted to fight, and he couldn't fight. He didn't have the first damn thing about fighting. I could have beat his head off with a pair of gloves.
He was bigger than I am too. He was awful big. The reason I was asking about the weather is did any of the people down here ever have any type of heaters? Did they ever have any fireplaces?
Have what?
Did they have fireplaces? Did anybody down here ever have a fireplace for the winter?
No.
Did you ever see any houses down
there now? There's a few houses around town there that they built fireplaces in the living room, have a smokestack, brick all the way up. There's a few. I can count them all in one hand.
Really? Wow. Did they ever tell you, what do you call that space right in front of the fireplace, the hard space? Do you remember ever hearing that?
I don't know what you call it. I never have had one. I've been in many a home with it.
Yeah. Or the thing that the smoke goes up?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Stove pipe.
Yeah, what about if it, now you said they build it out of brick?
They break that, they have a flash place builder over like that.
Yeah.
They start the fire in there, and that goes up, and then turns and goes out.
Oh, did it have a regular brick square structure?
Goes up, but it turns.
Oh.
It don't go all the way up. Now, when they, around there, we used wooden stoves, they'd, the smoke pipe would be about that big around. It'd go up like that, and then go out of the side of the house. And at the top, they had a piece on that. The wind was blowing out to the north. They'd turn it down like that, see, so it wouldn't go blowing fire out in the house.
What do you call a big square structure that smoke comes out of it like that? If it, not just the pipe, but if it was a big one.
I don't know what you'd call it.
Like this, now your power plant over here has two big tall.
Oh, those fire, those pipe was smoking. I didn't know anything else. It's a smokestack.
Yeah, if they weren't that big, if they were just on a regular house and they just had.
Oh, no.
They
stopped them from running anymore, those big pipes like that. But hell, all the houses around here have got small chimneys.
Yeah.